Let Loose African Cheetahs. This article is from Afrigo's issue entitled Youth in Missions, a Strategic Moment for Africa. Our 18-year-old son, Nana Adjaina, is on mission aboard Operation Mobilization's Logos Hope ship, bringing the gospel of Jesus Christ to thousands at every port. During a recent trip to Europe, my wife and I caught up with him in Brussels, where he was part of a sports ministry team sent into Belgium while the ship dry-docked in Spain. We hadn't seen him in months. He is one of about 300 crew from approximately 60 countries, mostly youth. Apart from a few adults in key roles, the ship is literally run by young people. Significant intentionality has resulted in the most African young people on board than ever before. Think of other spaces like Youth with a Mission, Scripture Union, or the local expression of IFES in your country, and you might see how youth and missions are intertwined. Youth and mission is deeply biblical. Many consequential characters in the scriptures were greatly used in God's mission as young people: Joseph, David, Samuel, Esther, Daniel, Jeremiah, Isaiah, Mary the mother of Jesus, and indeed Jesus himself. So young was Timothy that Paul had to exhort him not to let anyone look down on him because he was young, 1 Timothy 4 verse 12. In the mid-2000s, as a young medical student myself and president of the Christian Medical Fellowship, I introduced the concept of youth power through a book bearing that title, to start a fire in young people to do something significant with their lives. Young people have potential, passion, opportunities, time, energy, and strength, numbers, talents and technology, influence, attitudes, and lockdown, control and command. Today, Africa is the continent with the most youthful population. 70% of sub-Saharan Africa is under the age of 30. The World Economic Forum reports that by 2035, there will be more young Africans entering the workforce each year than in the rest of the world combined. At the same time, Africa is the continent with the most Christians. We ask in our book, Africa to the Rest, is it a mere coincidence that the current most numerically Christian continent is also the demographically youngest continent? No, the Lord of the Harvest must have a master plan. The most Christian continent is the youngest continent, and African Christian youth may be the most powerful combination of words to effect the mission of God this century. God foretold that He would pour out His Spirit on young people, Joel 2 verse 28. This has huge implications for the mission movement within and from Africa, including the 500,000 African international students who wield visas and scholarships to some of the most unreached places, including India, Turkey, and China, yet are largely neither strategically envisioned nor intentionally sent. The local church and mission agency must be intentional about discovering, developing, and deploying these teeming youth to be professional missionaries who go and or missional professionals who, as they go about their everyday lives, make disciples. The Ghana Evangelical Missions Association has set up a Missional Young Leaders Department, nicknamed GEMA Next Gen, with a mandate to identify, prepare, and strategically commission youth into God's mission. Creative initiatives like that should be numerous for Africa's young cheetahs who have all it takes to run fast with divine purpose, displaying and declaring God's glory among the nations.